Nolte, poll, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris by 7 nationally, 50-43%. By John Nolte on July 25, 2024. Former President Donald Trump leads her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris, who, according to the Newspeak, was never our failed border czar, by 7 points nationally in a two-person race, according to Rasmussen. Trump's lead remains the same when third-party candidates are included. If it's a two-person race between Harris and Trump, the Donald tops Kackler McNever borders are 50% to 43%. With Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornell West, Jill Stein, and Chase Oliver in the race, the Donald tops Kackler McNever borders are 49 to 42%. Kennedy comes in third with 4%. In a two-person race, Trump tops Harris with men, 53 to 41%. He narrowly leads among women, 47 to 45%. Harris is only up a single point with Hispanics, 45 to 44%. Black voters chose Harris 60 to 34%, which is terrible for Harris. That number should be closer to 90% for the Democrats and 10% for the Republicans. Other or independents choose Trump by 20 points, 53 to 33%. When asked if Kamala is the best possible presidential candidate for the Democratic Party this year, a plurality of 43% said no, while only 41% said yes. Among Democrats, 75% said yes, while 14% said no. Among independents, only 28% said yes, while a majority of 51% said no. Of special interest is the fact that in the previous Rasmussen poll taken 2 weeks ago, Trump was leading his fraudulency Joe Biden by 6 points. So, at least in this poll, despite the media gushing, and the mindless coronation, and the media memory holding of inconvenient history, Trump has increased his lead by a point to 7. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of national polls, Trump enjoys a small but stubborn 1.7-point lead over Harris. When third parties are added, the former president's lead increases to 2.8 points. We don't yet know the full effect of Harris stepping in for decrepit Joe. What is useful, though, is comparing specific pollsters. At the end of June, far-left CNN had Trump up 6 points, 49 to 43%. This week, CNN has Trump up 3, 49 to 46%. So, Harris is doing 3 points better than Biden in this poll. But in early July, NPR/Marist had Biden up 2 points. This week, NPR/Marist has Trump up 1 point. So Trump gained 3 points. In mid-July, Reuters/Ipsos had Trump 2 over Biden. This week, Reuters/Ipsos has Harris up 2 over Trump, which is a 4-point jump for the Democrats' possible candidate. In the third week of July, Quinnipiac had Trump up 3 over Biden. This week, Quinnipiac has Trump up 2 over Harris. We won't really know the shape of the race for another couple of weeks. But then there will be at least 2 events that shake things up: the Democrat convention and any debates between Harris and Trump. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.